His memory would be obliterated by events which would create Ireland's first and most enduring cult of personality. It is the story of a spiritual revolution born in an age of imperial collapse. Since the beginning of the 5th century, barbarian attacks on Rome had escalated, and the legions were called from Britain to defend the Eternal City. In the vacuum after the departure of the army, Irish raids on the British coast expanded. The expansion was driven by a lust for plunder and by trade. And one of the most lucrative markets of all was slavery. From harbours up and down the Irish coastline, slave-raiding boats set out to attack British settlements. But one of those raids would have consequences that the rough warriors on board could never have imagined. For amongst the thousands carried off was a Welshman who would become the most celebrated Irishman of all. The St. Patrick we commemorate each March 17th escaped from Ireland but returned after a vision in which the pagan Irish called him back to spread the Christian faith. But much of what was taken to be the truth of his life was invented by others, like the 18th century clergyman who claimed the shamrock was used by Patrick to explain the Holy Trinity. Patrick hovers between the pagan past and the Christian future. He is the man who vanquishes troublesome kings with magic spells, banishes the snakes from the face of Ireland. But what do we know of the real Patrick, beyond myth and symbol?